This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you happen to have a trip to Las Vegas coming up, there's a new show you might want to hit. Cirque du Soleil is working on a new Michael Jackson retrospective. It's actually the second Jacksonian acrobatic dancers flying through the air thing that Cirque has put on since the King of Pop died 4 years ago. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has our financial preview.
Michael Jackson makes more in death than any living artist today makes in life. His family's estate takes in around $150 million a year from iTunes sales and those incredibly successful Cirque du Soleil shows. Media analyst Jack Myers.
Unlike the Beatles or Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson not only had the music, but he had the dance. He had the moves.
Which translate perfectly into Cirque's dancers soaring to the contagious beats of Bad. But Jackson's reputation was tainted by pedophilia allegations. Does that devalue him and his brand? Myers says, on the contrary.
The controversy of his life keeps the tabloid media happy, the social media.
Meaning Jackson's popularity continues to grow as his aging fans grow old, says Jonathan Taplin at the USC Annenberg Innovation Lab.
It's boomers reliving their early coming of age, first sexual experiences, taking drugs, whatever.
But Michael moves the young people too. Davina Labby, also known as VJ Kitty Rocks, puts on 80s video dance attack at one of Portland's biggest clubs. Her favorite song, Billie Jean.
And like every Michael Jackson song, everybody knows every word, every beat. It just brings up the energy to this level that no other artist or song can do.
VJ Kitty Rock says today's music industry doesn't deliver hits that everyone on the planet knows, which is why Michael Jackson will live and sell on. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.